This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The Holy Spirit will impart knowledge, knowledge that you didn't learn in school, knowledge that you didn't get from Sunday school quarterlies. He will impart knowledge and information. That's powerful. Think about living a Christian life under the submission and the authority of the Holy Spirit. He imparts power. He imparts knowledge. He imparts information.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of St. John, St. John chapter 16, verse 13. We're going to read it in the King James and then the New Living Translation. I'm going to talk to you, as I promised last week, we're going to look at the five attributes of the Holy Spirit and that will produce, you know, His will for our lives. You know, when you begin to trust in the Holy Spirit, rely and grow in that relationship, then the Spirit of God will start working in you, giving you the desires to do what pleases God. He'll give you the desire and the power to do what pleases God. Now, that's amazing to me because, you know, we're looking at you trying to modify your behavior through your own strength versus the Holy Spirit modification, because He is now your living partner. He is the administrator of this new covenant. And a lot of things that are found in the new covenant, the Holy Spirit accepts responsibility for. You know, the Bible talks about how we look into the Word of God and we're changed from glory unto glory until we end up just like Him. The Bible says that happens by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes the responsibility for your transformation. But, you know, you've got to understand that. You've got to understand it enough to begin to believe that when you look at your life and you wonder what's missing in my life, it may be the confidence that you need to have in your unseen partner, the Holy Spirit. You know, we've heard in the world all about confidence that you have in yourself, but those of us who are Christians, our great success in the new covenant will come because of the confidence that we have in our unseen partner, the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, and I don't doubt why it was done, but the Holy Spirit has been so misrepresented. We have said the Holy Spirit's just responsible for jumping and jiggling and doing cartwheels and never really have come to the place of understanding the attributes of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to do that today. Then I think it'll really bless you so you can understand what the Holy Spirit wants to make available. And what you need to do is just release your faith for it. What you need to do is say, you know what, I take possession of that right now. Holy Spirit, do that. You know, I believe that. Holy Spirit, do that. And you're going to find that you're going to get a Holy Ghost infusion today that's going to take your life to another level. Let's look at our text in St. John chapter 16, verse 13. The King James says, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come." So the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of truth. That He will guide you into all truth. So think about that. The Holy Spirit knows how to tug on your heart. He knows how to speak to you. He will guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you, watch this, the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. You don't have to be this awesome man or woman of God. All you got to do is have confidence in your unseen partner, and he will show you things to come. He'll show you about that marriage you're getting ready to get into. He'll show you about that business you're getting ready to start. He'll show you about that house that you're getting ready to buy. If you, like I said last week, will give him the permission and the authority to be who he has been sent to be in your life. Now look at this same scripture in the New Living Translation. John 16:13 in the New Living Translation. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He'll tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Now, listen, this is a powerful game changer for believers. He will tell you about the future. And I'm talking about your future. Remember, this is a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will tell you about your future. I mean, how do you let that go? How do you not want to engage in an understanding with the Holy Spirit once you hear that he is going to tell you about your future? You won't need somebody to come into church and say, thus saith the Lord. If you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he will begin to tell you about the future. Praise the Lord. And you'll be prepared for it. The Holy Ghost will prepare you for it. When others are surprised, you will be prepared. Amen. So let's look at the first attribute of the Holy Spirit. Attribute number one, a teacher. The Holy Spirit has this attribute. He is a teacher. Now, what does this mean? Well, a teacher, of course, is one who imparts knowledge and one who imparts information. The Holy Spirit will impart knowledge, knowledge that you didn't learn in school, knowledge that you didn't get from Sunday school quarterlies. He will impart knowledge and information. That's powerful. Think about living a Christian life under the submission and the authority of the Holy Spirit. He imparts power. He imparts knowledge. He imparts information. Look at this in St. John 14:26 in NLT. St. John 14:26. He says, but when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit. So the Father sends the Holy Spirit. He will do what? Teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I've told you. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you everything and remind you everything that I have told you. Man, you have to believe that. There are lots of things I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit has taught me and is teaching me. And if you're not really up on this and mature on this, you're sitting there, well, how is somebody going to teach me something and I can't see him and I can't touch him? See, this is where, getting in the Word is important, This is where spending time with God over the Word is important. And all of a sudden, spending time in that Word tunes your ears to the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Spending time in that, more time you spend in the Word, more time you spend praying in the Spirit, more time you spend fellowshipping with him, it tunes your ears to hear from him. And we're not talking about these ears are for the physical voice, but there's an ear in the center of your heart. There's an ear of the Spirit where you will hear, the best way I can describe it is kind of like deep in your conscience. You hear this voice and it begins to give you information and it begins to guide you and teach you and remind you of the things that have been said in his Word. Now, the Holy Spirit promises to instruct, promises to illuminate, and to navigate us as to the pathways that he wants us to follow. There's a plan for our lives. There's a pathway for our life. And the Holy Spirit's job is to instruct and to illuminate and to navigate us into that pathway for our life. He shows the things of Jesus. He shows us what to say, what to do, or what to think. He will show us that. The Holy Spirit, we already read where he's a guide. Everybody's been born with a purpose and a plan for their life, and the Holy Spirit has been sent to on purpose guide you, illuminate the path, begin to instruct you to that place where you're supposed to be. And I tell you, a lot of people are trying to get to the destiny for their life without the Holy Spirit. And so they're depending on a whole lot of other things. And most of the time, you end up in the wrong place because you're comparing yourself with somebody else, and you're assuming this, and you're assuming that. And in some cases, you're saying, well, this is what I want to do because what you saw somebody else do, and you're completely not opening yourself up to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I think your prayer needs to change to this. Lord, show me what I need to do. Lord, illuminate the path that I need to go down. Lord, if there are desires that I have for my life and they're not your desires, please take them away and give me your desires. Because nobody knows like the Holy Spirit what you're supposed to be doing, the path you're supposed to be going down, and how to illuminate you to the things of your life. Now, I heard somebody say this one time, and I want to take some time to put it in proper perspective. I remember being in the church, and I would hear this quite often. I don't need no man to teach me nothing. I don't know man need to teach me, because quite often you'll see in the scripture where it says, you don't need a man to teach you because the Holy Ghost will teach you. But what does that mean? Does it really mean that God doesn't use people to teach you, that the Holy Spirit can instruct and lead and guide through other people? See, if it's true that, you don't need anybody else or any man to teach you, then why do we see this in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12? Go there real quick, 4, 11 and 12, where he says, I have given unto you, and he talks about the fivefold ministry gifts, and notice the purpose there, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. These are all people. But what was the purpose? For the perfecting of the saints, so that the saints can do the work of the ministry, and the work of the ministry is edifying or building up the body of Christ. So notice what God did. God says, I'm going to use fivefold ministry gifts. I'm going to use a fivefold ministry gift, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, and the pastor, and they're going to be used to perfect the saints so that the saints can do the work of the ministry, which is building up the body of Christ. So it certainly doesn't mean that God will not use people to teach you or to instruct you. But we need to find out what it means, because there's just so many people that are so quick to say that, and then they go get in a cave somewhere and come out bragging that the Holy Spirit taught me that. And, I don't doubt that the Holy Spirit can say some things to you, but does that mean to just ignore people, ignore the fivefold ministry gift, get all deep and say, well, the Spirit of God is teaching me that. And you come out the cave all wrong and all deceived, trying to mess up somebody else's life. So what does it mean? First of all, let me show you where it's said in 1 John chapter 2 and 27. 1 John chapter 2 and 27. Now, notice what it says here, and you've got to put it in context. Context is king. You define one scripture based on the context that it appears in. And so if I'm reading this one scripture, you can't just come to conclusions without considering the context of that scripture. All right? He says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth where? In you, and you need not that any man teach you. So that's where it came from. That you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And so somebody takes this scripture, doesn't consider the context, does not allow the context to give definition to the scripture, and go around preaching, especially when they get mad at the preachers and mad at the church, and say, I don't need no man teach me. The Bible says that I don't need a man to teach me. But what does that mean? Let's back all the way up into, let's go to verse 18 in the NLT, and I'll read it out to you. Let's look at the context. Let's look at verse 18 all the way down to verse 27 to see what the context of the scripture is and what he is saying. Now, verse 18 says this, dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist, and he's referring to the person, the Antichrist is coming. And already many such Antichrists have appeared. So there are already a lot of people who have that Antichrist attitude or spirit, they've already appeared. From this, we know that the last hour has come. From what do we know? When you start seeing a bunch of people who are against Christ, a bunch of folks who are Antichrist, he says, this lets you know that the time is near. He says, these people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us. I don't get upset when I find out people left our church. Because when people leave our church, I just say, well, they might not have belonged with us. God, please help them to find the church where they belong, praise God. He says, but you are not like that. For the Holy One has given you His Spirit, and all of you know the truth. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, has been given so you can know the truth. You can be sitting in a place and hear somebody preach, and you who have the Holy Spirit will know the truth. I remember one time I was in church and I said this one thing that seemed to be so opposing to the word, but because they had the Spirit of God, they knew that was true before I even said it, because the Spirit of God was sent so you can know the truth. He says, the next verse, so I am writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. See, the Holy Ghost will help you to know the difference between truth and lies. Single woman, if you're trying to get married, you need to have the Holy Ghost so you can know the difference between truth and lies. All right, now watch this. Next verse. And who is a liar? So he's going to get ready to tell. He says, so how are we defining a liar in this context? He says, anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ, that's a liar. Anyone that says Jesus is not the Christ, that's a liar. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is Antichrist. So he just told you there, if you deny the Father and the Son, you're Antichrist. If you deny that Jesus is the Christ, you're a liar and you're Antichrist. Look at the next verse. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either, but anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. All right? So this is the truth that he wants us to know, that Jesus is the Christ and you don't deny the Father and the Son. That's the truth in context. He says, so you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. Faithful to what? Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ, the Father, the Son. He says, if you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. All right, what am I going to hold on to? Jesus is the Christ. If you get that, then you're going to remain faithful to the Father and the Son. And in this fellowship, we enjoy eternal life that He promised. All right, watch this. So you have eternal life because you received that. I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. So it says there are some false teachers that want to lead you astray. All right, this is the context. But you have received the Holy Spirit. So when the false teachers show up to try to lead you astray, the Holy Spirit, who knows the difference between a lie and a truth, is there to let you know that that's a lie and that's the truth. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you, so you don't need anyone. Anyone refers to false teachers. You don't need a fake teacher, a deceived teacher, to teach you what is true. You don't need a fake teacher who don't believe to come and try to teach you what is true that was confirmed by the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what He teaches is the truth. It is not a lie. So just as He has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. So He didn't mean that you don't need a man to teach you. He meant you don't need somebody wicked trying to twist the Scriptures to teach you what the Holy Spirit has already confirmed about the truth that you learned. Let me sum that up just really quick. In other words, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is all you need to avoid this heresy and interpret correctly what was taught you from the beginning about the Messiah. The purpose of this anointing is not to add new information to what they had heard from the beginning, but to give them such a clear and true sense of Christ and who He is in that teaching that they cannot be drawn away and swayed by the deceiver. See, when you're taught something and the Holy Spirit confirms it, it's hard for somebody to come and deceive you. It won't happen. Praise God. So You don't need any teacher. You have what you need, and what you have is the knowledge revealed already in the beginning, stated in verse 24. In other words, you don't need a false teacher twisting the truth you already have. That's what he's talking about there. You don't need a false teacher twisting the truth you already have. Now, come on. Just hearing that lets me know, man, I need the Holy Ghost. Just hearing that lets me know, dude, I need to hear the Holy Ghost. I mean, think about it. When you're sitting in a place and you're hearing the word preach, how do you know if what you're hearing is true? Well, first of all, does it line up with the word? All right, now here's what I discovered. Somebody can pick a scripture out of context and say, I got it out of the word, and it might not be true based on how they're teaching it. They may not be teaching according to context. So you need the Holy Spirit to continue to work with you to say, that's true, that's a lie. That sound deep, but that ain't the truth. You need the Holy Spirit. I depend on the Holy Spirit. When I'm studying and I look at something, I'm like, Holy Ghost, help me. Help me to see the truth in this. Show me the truth in this matter. The Holy Spirit wants to be your teacher. How? By even when you're studying, even when you're listening to messages, even right now when you're listening to a message. If you're listening to what I'm saying right now, and you've never heard what I'm saying right now, and you have the Holy Spirit will say, check, that's true. If I was saying something that was not in context, check, that's false. Or you're stuck with your tradition, and your tradition has made the Word of God, watch this, of no effect at all. Man, we got a lot to learn, but the Holy Spirit is there to help you. You settle any issue of truth without the Holy Spirit, who wants to teach you and confirm the truth, and so you don't need a teacher to twist what's already truth and that you already know that. Amen. I hope you got that. I want to move on. Here's the second attribute of the Holy Spirit, and this is awesome. The second attribute of the Holy Spirit, he is a corrector. The Holy Spirit is a corrector. What do I mean by that? He corrects us when we need improvement. He corrects us when we need refinement, and he will rebuke us. I love it. The Holy Spirit corrects us when we need improvement. So when the Holy Spirit corrects you, it's because you need some improvement. You need some refinement. You need some rebuking. He keeps us in love. Most of the corrections that come from the Holy Spirit will be corrections about how we treat one another. He will correct you to keep you in love and out of self-centeredness. Oh, my goodness. He corrects you to keep you in love and out of self-centeredness. This is like gigantic in the life of a Christian, but sometimes I don't think we recognize that because, I don't know, we just think the Holy Spirit is like a genie in a lamp and we're just supposed to rub on it to fulfill our selfish desires. And I've told you for the last few weeks, you've got to decide, am I in this as a Christian to please myself, to bring pleasure to me, or am I in this as a Christian to please God? That's the basis of really where you're going to end up. And the Holy Spirit will correct us, and he will keep us in love and keep us out of selfishness. I depend on that. I depend on that. I'm not relying on my own self-effort for that. I depend on the Holy Spirit. Keep me in love. Keep me out of self-centeredness. Let me know when I'm being selfish. Help me to hear you. God will do that. I'm telling you, man, he's real. He's real, and the Holy Spirit will do this. Now, let me show you this. This is so important. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and verse 10. Let's read that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and verse 10. Now, here's the word the Bible uses, chastening, the chastening of the Lord. It's not God beating you down, punishing you, and abusing you. God is not an abuser. The word chasten just simply means to direct through correction. It's the directing of the Lord and the correcting of the Lord, and they go together. He says, for whom the Lord loveth. Now notice, God is chastening who he loves. So you don't want to be without chastisement, because God will chastise who he loves. He says, for the Lord loveth, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourges every son whom he receiveth. That sounds like abuse. That sounds like God's beating people. That's not happening at all. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. God's chastisement and correction is for our profit. It is for our profit that we might be partakers, watch this, of his holiness. God says, I'm going to correct you so you can be a partaker of holiness. Now, please, let's not get all spiritually deep on holiness. What is holiness? I'm just going to use one word to describe it. Holiness is wholeness. Holiness is wholeness. And the Bible says here that God will correct us for the profit of us being whole. See, wherever you're broken, God wants to correct you so you can be whole.
It seems that everyone is looking for success in life, but lots of people are having a hard time finding it. Well, God's children have an edge, the Holy Spirit. In this four-message series, The Holy Spirit, Your Unseen Partner, Creflo Dollar gives us the benefits of having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit.
You can know everything the Bible talks about and still not be successful in everyday life. You need the Holy Spirit. He is a game changer. Now, in this new covenant, it's about trusting the Holy Spirit to do the things that you've tried to do by yourself and you've not been successful. He is your helper. He is your unseen partner.
Get your series today for a love gift of just $25 plus shipping and handling. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen now to order your copy today.
Get your daily dose of grace on the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind every day when you download and stream these uplifting messages. Gain a revelation of the fullness of God's grace from Creflo Dollar's powerful sermons and transform into the powerful, victorious believer God made you to be.
He will always take our brokenness, I believe, and he will bring new life and he will bring beauty from it.
But thank God for the Word, because it has the ability in and of itself to repair.
With the Changing Your World podcast, you have encouraging and life-changing wisdom at your fingertips 24/7. Tune in whenever you need to be edified, no matter where you are. Subscribe to Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.